I'm here with Andrew Burns, member of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on Highland Council. Andrew, can you give us an overview of this report and why it matters to local people?
Well, the Accounts Commission is the public spending watchdog for local government in Scotland, and we look at how Scotland's 32 councils are performing, and we report back to the public. And this report, known as a Best Value Report, provides an independent assessment of your local council. And areas we cover in a report on Highland Council include the council's current and future financial position and how well the council is looking ahead to the future, including how they plan to make savings and change the way they deliver services. We also look at how well the council is providing services for local people and how the council is involving local communities and staff in making decisions.
What have the Accounts Commission found in this report?
Well, we were disappointed that the pace of change has been inconsistent and slow since we last reported on Highland Council back in 2010. And although it's good to see that change is now happening more quickly, it will, however, be very challenging for the council to meet all its commitments and priorities during a period of significant change and reducing resources. So in essence, the council can't currently demonstrate that it's financially sustainable, and the Accounts Commission are very concerned that the council will be able to make savings that could be as high as £77 million required to 2023, particularly given it has failed to make all the savings it required in recent years in the past. And it's also concerning that the council has got very low levels of reserves, meaning there is limited money to set aside to meet unplanned costs, such as the impact of a severe winter. And whilst the council does have a clear and consistent strategic vision, what concerns the commission is that the performance of many services is declining, particularly in the priority area of education. So the council needs to get much better at self-evaluation, be clear about how and where they can improve, and act to deliver on this. We do, however, recognise that Highland Council does face some significant challenges, not least the size and geography of the council area. We're working also with a large number of elected members, 74, as well as managing several changes to the structure of the council and changes in its senior leadership team.
Do you think the council can overcome these challenges?
Well, what is reassuring, as I've said, is that the pace of change has recently increased, and there is a new senior management team now in place, including a new chief executive. And the council has also recently improved its financial controls, its performance management arrangements, and the structure of its committees. These changes will hopefully mean the council can focus on delivering improvements to services, better manage its finances, and look at how the council can both save money and change the way it delivers services, alongside engaging and working more closely with staff and members of local communities. This will all help ensure the council is better placed to be more financially sustainable in the future. And the council also benefits from good working relationships with councillors and a clear, consistent vision.
Your report highlights some serious problems within the council, including delivering services within budget, the need to make significant savings, as well as poor service performance. What are you recommending the council needs to do now?
Well, as I've said, I mean, change does now need to happen more quickly, and the council needs to continue progressing this. This includes delivering on their new staff communication and arrangement engagement strategy and ensuring their change programme, which aims to deliver £37.5 million worth of savings in over 3 years, up to 2021-22, is seen through to completion. The council must improve training available to all its councillors and ensure they have the skills required to fulfil their roles effectively. And at the same time, the council must better engage and work with staff and local communities. And much more needs to be done to ensure that service performance is improved, increase the pace of change, and embed a culture of continuous improvement and effective self-assessment.
What happens next?
Well, given the urgency faced by the council to bring about change, ensure it can save money and deliver services within budget, as well as realising significant improvements to services, the Accounts Commission will maintain a close interest in how the council now moves forward.
Andrew, thank you very much. And you can download the full report at www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.